Hi, gang.
Yeah, it seems funny. The last show of the year. 1978. Holy mackerel. This was a good year. We hope that you had a good year. We hope that you accomplished something. We hope that you did something worthwhile. Well, let me see. The first thing, when I came in tonight, the guard said, hey, Larry, someone left this for you. And what is it? A can of Billy Beer. It says, let me see the note. Larry, I've called you before. I'm Harry, the security guard. Look at this can. What is this brewed down south? New York is north. I think it's a Dean. And here it is, a can of... we're not going to consume this, but it's here. Up on the top it says, brewed expressly for and with the personal approval of one of America's all-time great beer drinkers, Billy Carter. And that's what it's called, Billy Beer. And it says that, then it repeats it on the other side. And his little testimony at the bottom says, I have this beer brewed up just for me. I think it's the best I've ever tasted. I've tasted a lot. I think you like it too, Billy Carter. And that's on both sides too. But on one area it says, on the bottom it says, brewed by the West End Brewing Company, Utica, New York. Now, Utica, New York is not town. I think I'll give this to Mike Regan. Richard Lamposky, we had him on before a year or two ago. And he's written this book, What It Became Of. And he does a lot of research into people, stars, find out who they are and where they are. This is the second annual. We had him on before. Let me just make one or two. Let's see. J. Carroll Nash, page 358. 358, J. Carroll Nash. He was a great actor. Here's a picture of him when he was a young man. The role of Luigi Bosco, a struggling Italian immigrant with a strong and touching love for his adopted land, made him a star in the late 40s. But that radio show, Life with Luigi, was so successful, it eclipsed in the public's mind the fine and varied work Nash had done for so many years prior to his radio startup. Obviously, we got challenges here. Listen to this. He appeared in over 250 motion pictures, two of which Sahara, 1943, and the Medal for Benny, 1945, earned him Oscar nominations. Joseph Patrick Carroll Nash was born in New York City, January 21st, 1897, and died in San Diego, California, on January 24th, 1973. The actor, who spoke eight languages and specialized in playing Latins, Hindus, and Arabs, was an Irishman. J. Carroll Nash.
Charlie, did you mind me?
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, Charlie. What are you doing here?
I want to come over and see you.
Oh, get on the microphone there. Go over there.
Huh?
You don't think it's working? Everything here works. What do you mean you don't think it's working?
No, because it's leaning up against
it. Let it lean. It's tired, that's why. It's the last day of the year.
What a pleasure. Nice to be on your show, Larry.
Yeah, you didn't say you were coming in tonight. Just
I did. Don't you remember I told you when
no.
I picked you up? I said I'd be over tonight to wish you a Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
And John and Kenny Meyer.
Right. Who's Kenny Meyer? Kenny Meyer. Oh, Muck.
Right.
Right. Anything happening? Anything we should know about Charlie?
No, everything's okay, Larry.
Charlie DiGiovanni, we're a year, we're 1 year older, Charlie.
You don't know what this year means to us, Larry, this coming year.
What do you mean?
To be our 13th year. I hope it's a lucky one.
That's right, our 13th year.
55. Yeah.
13th year, Charlie.
Right.
Well, do you have any predictions? You think is this going to be a successful year for us, Charlie?
For everybody. Right?
For everybody.
Right.
Well, it won't be for everybody but for us, I hope it's.
It sure will.
And for our friends and our listeners, right, Charlie?
That's right, Larry.
Maybe somebody will leave you a brand new cab.
Larry, this gentleman here, him and his wife, a real good Glicknicks, and they said, we try to get Larry quite often, and we just like to have him say hello to us.
Bob Schuler, general manager of the Atlantic Pipe Company in Albany Street.
That's right next door to where ITOA Cab Company. Right?
Oh, FW Web Company.
He's a heck of a nice guy.
Hi, Bob Schuler.
Happy New Year, Bob.
Mr. and Mrs. Bob Schuler.
Right.
Okay, Charlie. We're all set. Let's see. We have some predictions here. A lot of these leading psychics reveal their predictions for 1978. I won't go through all of them, but let me see. These are predictions for 78. I don't know how much you believe in these predictions or these psychics, but a murder attempt will be made on Anita Bryant during a visit to California because of her anti-gay crusade. Westerns will make a comeback on TV. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat will be assassinated, and an attempt will be made on Fidel Castro's life. Heavyweight Muhammad Ali will retire after suffering a heart attack in the ring. Jackie Onassis will marry a super wealthy American and write a book in which she'll admit she married her first two husbands for money and power. Three old-time female stars will die, one by suicide. Barbara Streisand will split with her boyfriend, John Peters. Tarzan Weissmuller will get the first artificial heart. Michael Landon will be mauled by a lion while filming in Africa. Henry Kissinger will be called back into service to end the Mideast conflict. Elizabeth Taylor will suffer a nervous breakdown and also divorce her husband, John Warner. Listen to this. Richard Burton will slash his wrists during a drinking binge. I like to hear that. Burt Reynolds will become a top country and western singer and marry an old friend. Bob Hope will retire from show business following a heart attack. That's what it says here, Mark. That's Mark's opinion. You know, I'm not. These are not my predictions, Mark. These are these psychics. There's Davies and Don, O'Hara, Gillen, Bernhardt, Kincaid, Betty, Logan, Robbins. Telly Savalas will grow long hair and take up skydiving. Comedian Don Rickles will be among the hostages held by a hijacker, and he'll negotiate the prisoner's release, becoming a hero. Elizabeth Taylor will enter politics, become an ambassador, and help settle the Arab-Israeli dispute. Billy Graham will be knighted by Queen Elizabeth for his evangelical work, but will end the year in poor health. Well, sorry about that. A crew cut for a sex symbol, Farrah Fawcett Mazes, will launch a new rage in hairstyles. A crew cut. Resignation by President Carter will follow the firing of a nuclear missile over the U.S. These are some of the things. Who knows? Bad fall will force Lawrence Welk into retirement. Japanese scientists will develop a cheap adapter that will allow TV sets to pick up TV broadcasts from around the world. Well, these are some of the things. Those are some of the things that they have around here. Oh, one more little thing. The FBI is looking for a bank robber with a unique modus operandi. The crime-fighting agency says the crook, who operates in California, is a middle-aged man who dresses like a woman. What's more, he gives the tellers shiny red apples after he takes the money. So he can't be all bad. I guess that's it, Charlie.
Okay, Larry.
Happy New Year, 1978. This will be our 13th year, right?
Happy New Year to you and Donna.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Let's see the number tonight. The lottery, Massachusetts, 4073. Charlie plays all kinds of numbers.
That's right.
Okay, we're all set.
That's it, man.
God bless you, Charlie. And get some sleep. I don't want you driving that 1057.
Okay, man.
Okay, John.
Shalom.
Shalom. All right, let's take a couple of calls. John Detroit, report. A nice salute. All troops present in Conifor. Mark is back. We're all set. The team is ready for action. We'll be here at Cherokee 1238 Hotel is cleared for takeoff. It's 12:15. We'll take some calls until 12:30, and we'll chat with Richard Lamparsky. And what we can do is we can ask Lamparsky if he'd like to become the president's interpreter for Poland. I don't know what they're going to do with that guy. That fellow, he's of third or fourth generation Pole, and he used some Polish words that they haven't used in Poland for 100 years.
Oh,
that was embarrassing. We don't want our Presidente to look foolish, you know. No. All the Polish people were embarrassed, and he was smiling, showing his teeth, and he said, "I have lust for you." Oh. It's 60 minutes after 12. Let's take some calls. You'll see who's out there. Okay, John? 254-5678. 254-5678. Area code 617. Let's see who our first call is. Hello.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Commander Glick, please.
This is Commander Glick. Come in if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, a first-time caller from Lynn.
Lynn, the city of sin. You never go out like you came in. What's your first name?
Dave.
Dave from Lynn.
Yes, sir.
Very good. What can I do for you, David?
Well, let's see. I guess it was a couple of days ago. My little sister called up.
Yes?
And she wanted to tell you about how I was playing Santa Claus out in the middle of the street for 30 hours.
You were?
Yes, sir.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
She said you wanted to get in touch with me.
I wanted some gifts, that's why.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Well, I just called to tell you that I raised over $1,000 for the underprivileged children of the Lynn area.
Oh, wait a minute, David. Another round of applause for you. That was nice.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, what motivated you to do that? That was really nice of you to do it, but why did you do it?
Well, I enjoy Christmas. Christmas means a lot to me, so
right.
I just wanted to help make some underprivileged children be able to enjoy it as much as I do.
That's very nice. And then you enjoyed doing this, and that gave you pleasure, too, helping someone else, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you do for a living?
I go to school. Go to school in Maine.
Where?
Nassau College, a little small school.
Where is it?
In Springville, Maine.
Springville. What do you study up there?
Psychology.
Ah, Dr. Freud, yeah? you will be Dr. Freud? You'll be a shrink, huh?
Well, be a Skinner, no?
No? You want to be a psychologist?
Well, yeah, you know, what the heck, nothing else to do.
You want, no, oh, what an attitude. I'll be a psychologist, nothing else to do.
Yeah,
no.
You know.
That's not the attitude, kid. Not the attitude.
Well, hey, I'm sorry, Larry. What can I say?
Well, you can say, yes, I want to be one of the finest clinical psychologists I can be so I can help people have a more pleasant life.
Okay, you ready?
Right.
I want to be the finest psychologist there is so I can help people have a pleasant life.
Oh, see, what a difference in an answer. What a difference, David. And if you keep that attitude, you'll be able to move out of Lynn one day. That's right.
I live in Maine now, Larry, so...
Yeah, but your roots are in Lynn.
Hey, Larry, how's your flying going?
I was up... Oh, as a matter of fact, I was up today.
Yeah?
And it was very good. I was up today with a friend of mine, and he took me up in a little sports plane. His name is Major Ben Berman. Major Ben Berman, it's the first time I've ever been up in one of these little things. It was a Cessna 150, I think that's what it was. Cessna 150, and then we did some stalls and a few little tricks up there. Landed there, we drove around, flew around, went down to Norfolk Airport.
Oh yeah.
Landed down there and checked all the other planes there. I didn't realize they had that many planes down there at Norfolk Airport, but a lot of them down there.
Yeah, my buddy flies. He takes us up all the time. We go out and do all those stalls and stuff. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right.
Super,
you might say. Well, okay, Davey, good luck. Hey,
Larry, wait.
Dave, wait. Yeah.
You got to wait 1 minute.
Go ahead.
There's one thing in my whole life you could make me the most happiest person in the whole world.
Listen, hey, Dave, because you made those little kids in Lynn happy, I feel obligated. If I can possibly do it, Dave, the answer is yes.
You can do it, Larry.
What is it, Dave?
I want to be shot off the air.
Dave, a Santa Claus. I never shot a Santa Claus in my life.
A Christmas present for me, Larry.
A Christmas present for Santa Claus?
Please.
I hate to do it, but... Dave?
Yes, sir?
I won't call you Santa Claus because I will not shoot Sandy. But I will give it to you, Dave.
Give it to me, Larry. Give it to me.
Okay, look at your radio.
Okay, here I go.
Hey, this will do it, Dave. Oh, hey, John DeTroia. Someone told me today, someone was listening to Jerry Williams, and they were asking about what turned them on and what turned them off, the best programs, the worst programs. So, hey, look at this. The microphone came apart. I'll fix it. I'm mechanically inclined. Wait a minute. There. I fixed it. Since I've been flying, you know, John, I'm becoming more mechanically inclined. Well, anyways, so this woman said, she said to Jerry Williams, hey, you know, one thing that really bugs me about Larry Glick, she said, I listen to him at night, but I can't stand when he shoots people off the air. I think that's the worst thing I've ever heard. And Jerry said, really, is that what he does? He shoots people off the air? She said, yes, and it makes me sick. I can't stand it. He said, can you see your radio? And hear the sound effects, and he shot her off the air. He's okay. I have to give Jerry a little round of applause. Now, you see, lady, now, if you're listening to the program, if you're that lady, now, he asked to be shot off. I didn't. You'd think I would ever shoot a Santa Claus? No! No! Let's take another call, please. Sometimes I do get worked up. Hello? Hello, committee, if you can hear me.
Larry.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, let me check. Not bad.
Yeah, this is Dan from Cleveland.
Dan from Cleveland, the home of Dr. Johnson.
Yeah.
Right. Watch out for your ingrown toenails. I mean, you're better off seeing a vet first.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio.
That's what I said.
First-time caller.
Hold it. A little round of applause for you, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about CBs a little bit.
About what?
CB.
All right. 10-4, rubber duck.
Right. Wait,
if you can hear me. Right.
Do you have a CB?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, what's your opinion on it?
Well, I think that CBs are good. I think everything in their place. I don't think that it should be used as a toy. I believe that if people need it for their business as a convenience, I think it's great. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But not as a toy. I don't think that they should flood the band with, hey, Charlie, how are you? Not bad.
Yeah,
I think
that's what we get around Cleveland a lot.
Yeah, I think that if truckers need it to help them, not to avoid the law,
right. But
I think if they need it to help them, if people get stuck, I think if people need it for their businesses, I think the citizens band is a great thing. Not for a little toy, though.
Right. Yeah, well, we have one over here, and I just asked him because a lot of friends of ours around here. Can I mention their names over there, by the way?
What's the purpose of it?
Well, I just want to,
Go ahead. Go ahead. Dan, it's the last day of the year. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. There's Maple Heights Popeye.
Hi, Popeye.
Yeah, all right. And Silver Surfer.
Hi, Silver Surfer.
And Maple Mustang. And Guitar Man.
All right.
Right. And anyway, I just wanted to mention them. There are a few of my friends out there, but there's a lot of interference and stuff, a lot of illegal operators.
Yeah, I'm against illegal operators, too.
Right. Well, what's that? What's that, Larry?
I said I'm against illegal operators.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Dan?
I don't. I'm only 14.
Boy. Well, hey, Dan.
Yeah.
You have an old-sounding voice, I'll tell you that. I mean, you don't sound that old, but you sound more
that's what my friends say over the CB.
Yeah, I mean, you sound more mature than 14 years old. Thank you very much. I mean, it's not a comedy. You just, you just sound that way. You had nothing to do with it. You didn't develop your voice. That's the way you sound.
Right. I heard some lady call from Colorado Falls the other night.
Yeah, right. That's an old Indian town. Listen, hey, Dan.
I got a trivia question for you.
Okay, Dan.
All right, this is a cartoon. Do you watch cartoons often?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, I don't either, but this is a novelty.
Right.
Think about a new time.
Right.
Anyway, okay. This is a cartoon, and this is a guy and his butler. He tells a tall tale to his butler all the time, and he spins a globe around. that?
You stumped. I'm sorry. Oh.
Okay. Well, the name of it is The Adventures of Colonel McBragg.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, hey, Dan, I've got something for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Larry.
Yes?
I want to know something, though. Purblungeon. Hear this.
Yes?
I mean, purblungeon.
Purblungeon.
Yeah.
Means really confused, mixed up.
Right.
I mean, really, something is purblungeon, bewildered, really mixed up.
Do you remember Bob who sent you the rocket?
Yes.
Yes, I was listening to that day that he came on.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I live right in Bronxville.
Oh, yeah. I'll be a son of a gun. Well, listen, I have something for you.
Wait, I got a request.
Wait. What is it?
I'd like to request Hawaiian Cowboy, if you could put it on the turntable, or the record grinder, whatever you want to call it.
Hawaiian Cowboy. If I can find it, I will, okay?
Okay.
So long, kid.
Okay, thanks a lot.
So long, Dan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They're jumping the gun on January clearance time at Adams, those amazing men's clothing warehouse in Boston, Worcester, and Salem, New Hampshire. With clothing manufacturers already into spring production, they must dispose of all remaining fall and winter stocks. So now's when Adams alert buyers can scoop up that overproduction of pennies on the dollar, and now's when you can pick up on a pure wool suit for $39.90. Pure wool worsted slacks, $7.90. Pure wool sport coats, $19.90. Outerwear low is $29.90. And thousands more at reduced January clear-away price at those astounding Adams warehouses. In Boston, at Beach and South Streets, Worcester 51 Union Street at Market, open daily 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., New Year's Eve till 5, Salem, New Hampshire, Route 28, next to the Burger King, opposite Rockingham Mall, open daily 10 to 9, Saturday, New Year's Eve till 5. All warehouses closed New Year's Day. Okay, let's take another call, see who we have, and then we'll have our guest, Richard Lamposky. Let me do this first. Let me see. A New Year's Eve dance will be held this evening at 8:30 p.m. at the Ukrainian American Citizens Club at 670 Cummings Highway in Mattapan. For further information, call 444-0017, 444-0017. Okay, let's take another call, John. 254-5678. Hello.
Larry.
Yes.
I want to say a happy new year.
A little louder, please. What?
I want to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you, and the same to you, my dear lady.
Thank you. This is Tish.
Huh?
I haven't called you for a long time.
What's your name, Tish?
Yeah.
Yes, Tish.
And is Dr. Johnson for real?
Yes. As a matter of fact, first time I heard him, I asked the same question. I said to Mark, hey, is Dr. Johnson for real? Mm. And he said, I'm not sure. Mm. And John said, I'm not sure either. Mm. Mm-hmm. What, are you an Indian?
Mm. Well, you know, I have actually rolled in my bed laughing.
He is funny.
I'm telling you, I've been in hysterics. But I have something to offer to you tonight, if you'd like to.
Yes, Tish, I'll take anything.
It's for a hangover.
Yes?
It's called reindeer milk.
How do you catch a reindeer?
Well, you don't have to really.
Oh.
But, you know, my favorite is Gus Saunders, you know?
Nice guy. He is a nice person.
Fabulous.
Right.
So, it sounds nauseating.
Oh, well.
But they claim it works after, the day after, you know, New Year's.
Go ahead, Tish.
Already 1/4 cup of tomato ketchup. I'll say it slowly, okay?
No, say it fast, because I don't know how good it'll be.
1 heaping tablespoon of chopped onion. 1/4 cup of celery leaves.
So far, I like it. Go ahead.
1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce.
Yes.
2 cups of clam juice. 1 cup of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you blend all ingredients outside of the vodka in your blender. And you strain it. And you chill it. And then you add your vodka.
Hey.
And you pour it over ice. And in an old-fashioned glass, you garnish it with lemon. And it serves 6 to 7.
I like that. That sounds great. Where did you get that?
From Gus Saunders.
Uh-huh. That's a very good idea.
I thought you'd like it, Lemon.
Tish, thanks very much.
I haven't called for a long time. You know, I missed when Dr. Johnson, you know... I listened to you last night. I've been in the hospital.
Oh.
And I listened all night last night, you know. And you said he was really for real. And
he is.
He sounded sensible last night.
Yeah, he's a podiatrist.
Yeah. I wonder if I wouldn't dare let him work on my plantar warts, though, on my feet.
I wouldn't let him work on my... on anything.
I know.
But I like him, though.
He's funny. You know,
I like him on the program. I think I'll play that little tape that we recorded, part of his interview. I think I'll play that a little later.
My God, I laughed, Larry. Yeah. I laid here, and I was in pain, but I laughed. And all my incisions and everything.
Well, listen, after I have this interview with Richard Lamposky and on his new book, Whatever Became Of, I think I'll play that again, because I when I hear the tape myself, I laugh myself.
You were in hysterics, too.
I know. He breaks me up. Well, listen, take care, Tish, and thanks very much for that rotten...
No, now you might like it.
Oh, I know. I'm only kidding. So long, Tish. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This holiday season... Add Red Cross to your shopping list. Become a volunteer blood donor. Give the gift of life. Call your Red Cross today. We're going to go out to California and get Richard Lamposky, and we'll chat with him about his giant second annual book, Whatever Became of All of These Famous People. But first, this message from the Boston Globe. We'll be right back.
This New Year's Day, you'll have even better things to do than watch football games and recover from New Year's Eve parties. Because on January 1st, the Boston Globe will bring you Market of the Millions, a cornucopia of classified advertising covering everything from professional and business job listings to Cape Cod real estate, from trucks and antique cars to apartments for sale and houses for rent. There'll be deals on furniture, livestock, and business machines. You'll find people selling mobile homes, dogs and cats, and dancing lessons. You might just come across that roll-top desk you've always wanted. Or find a summer camp for the kids. Need a bassoon? How about a place to park? Market of the Millions is the place to look for all these things. It's a classic shopping situation. The deals are there. You just have to nose around till you find what you like. Market of the Millions is coming your way in the Boston Sunday Globe on January 1st. Watch for it. Because after the holidays, we're all going to need a bargain or two. Have you seen the Globe today?